Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has accused the United States of hypocrisy and seeking to stab Ankara in the back.
On the one hand, you're a strategic partner. On the other, you shoot yourself in the foot. On the one hand, you're a strategic partner with us in Afghanistan when everybody else was leaving. You're a strategic partner with us in Somalia. You're a strategic partner in NATO. And on the other hand, you stab your ally in the back. Is this acceptable?
Well, Erdogan says that Turkey is facing an economic siege and blamed the plunge of the Turkish lira and what it described as an attack against the country. President Erdogan assured the Turkish people that his government will take all necessary measures against the attack. He also said that the Turkish lira will regain its value as soon as the current situation ends. Ankara and Washington are locked in a diplomatic row over detention of an American pastor. U.S. President Donald Trump doubled tariffs on metal imports from Turkey several days ago. Well, that move sent the Turkish lira to an all-time low. Okay, let's have our correspondent, Rashan Saglam, in Istanbul. Let's see. Rashan, good to have you with us. Recep Tayyip Erdogan sounds to be really furious that the U.S. is calling, speaking of hypocrisy and also a stab in the back of Ankara. Tell us about the mood over there.
Yes, of course, Erdogan is angry, and all Turkish businessmen are angry. Turkish people are angry because the economy was directly affected by the steps taken by Trump. First, Trump imposed sanctions on two Turkish ministers, and then 2 days ago, he increased the tariff on the import of Turkish aluminium and steel. So this is affecting directly the business in Turkey, the trust of investors in Turkey, and also the daily life of people here. It did not only affect Turkey, it also affected some small businessmen in the United States as well. And as you mentioned, that Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Turkish president, accused Trump and the Americans of being hypocrites. He also said that, as you mentioned in the package or in the report before me, that he said one day you are a strategic partner and then you shoot your strategic partner in the foot, which means you try to paralyze your strategic partner. And you also said that the United States is trying to stab its strategic allies in the back and is trying to besiege Turkey economically. And he also mentioned precisely that the Turkish economy is being besieged by hostile powers, as he called it. And he also said that the economy in Turkey is being attacked by those big countries. However, we will not stand in silence. And he also said that the Turkish economy is going to stay strong, and it is actually strong, and it is solid in the face of this conspiracy against it. Erdogan seems steadfast that his country will remain a strong economic country, that his country can still be a good regional country or a big regional country that has a word in the region, that has a world in the world, and that is strong politically and can be strong militarily and economically. Erdogan now is trying to prove to the world, to the West, to the United States, that Turkey will not bow. And this is what was seen from his speech today. He was trying to show the West and the Americans particularly that you are trying to pressure us with imposing economic sanctions, with imposing tariffs and taxes on our imports and exports, but this will not let us bow, and we are not going to stand back on our decisions, or we are not going to change our political views and opinions and strategies, whether in the region or outside, because the way you wanted us to be or the way you want it to be, because you are trying to pressure us economically. So he is trying to show the people in Turkey and the world that the Turkish economy is still strong. However, on the other side, if we look economically and closely, we can still see that the lira is dropping very fast, shockingly, and it reached against the US dollar actually to 6.0, which is a very shocking number for the Turkish lira. Mm-hmm. And we can see that investors are not very much interested in investing in Turkey because of the instability in the economy. However, the government said that they are implementing new plans. They did not mention what kind of plans to ease the investors' concerns and to help investors have more trust in Turkey. If we want to speak just on the touristic side, I think that tourists would be now more interested to come to Turkey because of the difference in lira.
Definitely, especially those who are going to change U.S. dollar to Turkish lira. All right, thank you for that, Rashan Saklamar, correspondent joining me from Istanbul.